Vayter and Chesser and Dav Chav Gimel, picking it up on Chav Beis and Beis by the bottom of the page. Three lines up from the bottom, second word on the line, Eboy Lahu. Now, we mentioned yesterday, we were talking about a concept about Mugmar and about making things smell just delicious, with incense. And whether it's clothing or rooms or things of the sort, and now we move on to something which is a similar topic. Eboy Lahu. Ma'u la'ashen, is it motor la'ashen? La'ashen doesn't mean to smoke as in smoking, but it means to smoke something. Smoke fruit, smoke, you know, like smoked meat, smoked fish. So now we want to know smoked peros, fruit. Peros, but Rashi says, ma'u la'ashen, peros ba'ashen, ba'ashen b'samim, liklo t'tamabosim. They want to take out the taste of the actual smoke. Can you do that on the Heilige Yontif? Rabbi Yirmi bar Abba Merav comes along when he says, we got ourselves a problem. Sorry about that, Usser. It is not okay to do such a thing. Ushmuel Amar Shmuel says, mutter. It's mutter. Now, why did Rav say that it's a problem? Rashi says, the tifnok yesero. This is like a very pretentious way of life. You have to be rich and famous to do this. And therefore, v'in chashav l'chol nefesh, people don't really do this. Ela l'istinis, this is for someone who's an istinis, so baha ashan ika av malacha, and it's av malacha, like Rav said, Rav Huna tamid Rav, mipnei shehu mechaba g'cholim, it puts out the coals, kishinosin afkas habesam malayim. When you put the dust of the besamim on top of it, it puts out the coals, and therefore it's kiboy. Ushmul amamot, Shmuel says, no, this nishkin a problem, it's fine, says Rashi, why dochan efeshu? The roi aflani, even for poor people, elishi, you know, much of them, they don't generally have it. V'dmei l'nizdamin lo, oh, I'm sorry, v'dami l'nizdamin lo tzvi b'yontav. It's similar to like when a tzvi comes on yontav, k'damrinam b'ksuvas. This is that even though generally poor people are not able to get this because it's too expensive, it's not that they wouldn't, they just can't afford it. But Lamai said they would have done such a thing before it's mutter. Avuna Amar Avuna says, awesome if nation mechabe. He says it's awesome because of mechabe. Thank the Gemara, you're saying because of mechabe, you're putting something out when you put the dust of the spices on. Amalei Rav Nachman, v'nim amar mipnei shemavir. Why don't you say it's an iser of mavir? Rashi says, habesamim, shegam ze'av malach. When you put the besamim on it, it also burns it up, it flames, and therefore it should be over an iser of igniting, of lighting. Amalei says to him, t'chilasam mechabe, sof amavir. The first thing it does is it puts it out, then it lights up itself, and therefore, I'm just going in the order of the malachas, but in a chename, that's also a problem. Amalei Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda comes. And it says, Al Gabi Gacheles Aser. To put in Gacheles on coals, that would be a problem because it puts it out and that could be an issue. Beep, turn the page, Chaf Gema, Al Gabi Cheres Mutter. But if you put it on boiling hot Cheres, then that's Mutter to do such a thing. Because Rashi says, the kiboy lekav, avar and nami de shinoi, even though, yes, it's right, there's no kiboy here, because it's just boiling hot cheres, pottery. However, avar and nami de shinoi, who kill achayad, velechi sidorai says, only it's a darabatan, therefore it's what they're to do. Viraba amar, because it's a shinoi. Rabba amar, Rabba says, al gabi cheres nami yasser, even al gabi cheres is going to be yasser, bishim to come molid recha, because now you're introducing smell into the cheres. Rashi says, "Shenichnas becheres." What happens is, "Shelo hayu bo reach." There was no reach. There was also a rabbanon. Shemoli davar chadash karuv hu laosin malacha chadash. It's very close to be doing a new malacha, and therefore it's us to do such a thing because of nolad. Rabbi Rosh Hashanah and Tavar, they come and they say, "Schufi kasa shiroi biyomatava aser." To go ahead and flip a spice cup. In other words, it's like they have the spice smell that's in the cup, and to flip that over onto shirai, onto silk. On Yom Tif, that's going to be usher. You're infusing it with the smell. Rashi says, "L'chapas kos mavusam al shirayim shel malbush lahachnis b'reah b'em reach abosam shibakos usher." Why? Rashi says, "The komoli reach shibu shirayim." You're being molid reach in it. Rashi. Now the Gemara says itself, "My timea b'shem to komoli reacha." Now you're introducing smell. Now you can't do. Umayishnam yomolim reach. But why is this any different? Then we know that a person had to go ahead and take a type of wood that smells delicious and molel, and we saw this lashon recently. Molina, it's to put in between the fingers. We found it by Molel Chita, if you recall, the machlokas there. Anyway, Molel Meriach, well, you're allowed to go in and rub it in between your fingers, then smell it. The Kotmo Meriach, and you're also allowed to cut off a small piece of it in order to infuse the smell to come out a little bit more. You know, like when you have cloves and you want to make a besamim for Avdalo, for a besamim, doesn't have a smell. If you crack it, then what happens is it introduces like new smell to it. We know you're allowed to do such a thing. Why are you allowed to do this? Isn't that Nolad Reach? There's Gemara, no. Hasam Recham Yaisa. There was always smell over there in the first place. So, Sufehu, it's called Mosavich. All you're doing is increasing the smell. But hacha olidu hutakamali rechav, here you're introducing, you're creating it that didn't exist at all, and that's going to be a problem. Rava maragabe gecheles nami moter. Rava says it's even moter to go and put the incense on top of coals, even to do that. Again, we're talking about, don't forget what we're discussing over here. We're talking about the idea of smoking the fruit. You're allowed to do that. Midid havia bisagumre. This is just like when you go ahead, you're allowed to roast meat on Yontif. It says you're allowed to do such a thing. You're allowed to put it right on the coals. And yet what does it do? It introduces smell, and it does all these different things. So what's the difference? It's just like that's okay. This is also okay. Darshav gviya mi be kasel pischa devirish kulusa. Ketura shari. Gviya beis kasel, he said by reis kulusa, that ketura is mutter. Now what in the world is ketura? Rashi says, kain darash lahem velo pirish devar, but didn't explain what exactly I mean by ketura. What does it mean ketura is mutter? Amale amim are my ketura. What's ketura? E ketura biyade. If you mean it's ketura biyade, Rashi explains what that means is shaosin lebate shokayim lebate yadayim shel chaluke anashim. They would take the chaluk, the clothing of a woman, and they would maktim losal eats chaluk. They put like a smooth board inside of it, or a guda shel kashim bekorin, or in some sort of. They would bundle up some way, and Maisa Umanhu Vaaser. Uhtu Lashon Kesher. It's a Lashon of tying a knot. It was a type of way of pressing clothing, of like, of laundry. What do you call it? Dry cleaning, something. But it would be done in a way where they would like tie some sort of knot. Maisa Umanhu. It's a Maisa Uman, and therefore, fine, that's what it is. Vi'ila Ashen. So that's what we're talking about. He says, my Ketura. I Ketura Biyade Maisa Umanhu. Therefore, it should be that it's a problem. It's us to go tie a knot. Vi'ila Ashen. If it means La Ashen, Ketura means like to smoke something, like Lashon Ketura is to smoke. Aser Daha Kamechabe, because that's going to be Kiboy. When you go ahead and you put on the coals, it's going to be mechaba them. Rav Ashi says, Li'olam La'ashi. It's talking about smoking. And me de Ava Bisaguma, just like Ava Bisaguma is putting, you're allowed to put the meat on the coals in order to go ahead and to roast it. And even though the smell comes from it, it puts out coals. So you're allowed to do it here too, you're allowed to as well. Igadamre, some say it went a little bit differently. And what did he say? He says, Amar Le'a Meimar, my Ketura, what's Ketura? I Ketura Bidei, even means like of the hands, meaning of the sleeves of the clothing. Maisa Umanhu, Il Ashen Aser. And if it means Ashen, it's Aser to come out because it brings smell. Amar Vashi, Ana Mitene Ale, I said this. This is talking Ravashi. Oh, Ravashi saying I said it back to Rav Gavia. Mushmei de Gava Rabbi Misa Neale. I said in the name of a great person. Le'olam La'ashen. It means smoking. It's talking about smoking the fruits. Umidi Davi Bisaguma. Just like Bisaguma is okay to do here too as well. Rashi says Bisaguma Molid Nami Recha BePachamim. It also goes and puts smell into the coals. Yet you're allowed to do it. The smell of the meat into the coals. So to hear you're allowed to do it as well. Next part of the Mishnah, we said that Rabbi Gamliel said, "Va'osin gedimu kulas." You're allowed to go ahead and when roasting a baby goat, you're allowed to do this on Pesach night, mikulas, even though it's very similar to what was done by the Korban Pesach. They would take all the insides and put it on the outside as well and roast it with it. Tanya, Rabbi Yossi Omer, he said, "Todos ish romi, hinig is b'nei romi." They used to do so. This fellow, Tulsi Shromi, remember we saw him a few times in Shas already. He used to go ahead and be manning the people of Rome to eat the Gedim Kulas below Psachim. Shacholei, the Chum sent him. Yemoli Tolusata, if you weren't Todos, who was a Chacham Gadol, an Echbad, an honorable person, then Gozainu Alecha Nidoi, we would have been Gozer on you that you'd be like in Cherem to do such a thing. Sha'atam Meichel's Bnei Yisrael, Kachim Echutz, because you're causing Bnei Yisrael to eat Kachim outside of Yerushalayim. In fact, Gemara, Kachim Sakadai. What do you think they're having kachim over here? What do you mean? It's not kachim. It's a regular meat that they're having on the little seder. Ela ema ke'ein kachim. You're coming to do something which is very similar to kachim that they'd be roasting in a way that was done by kachim, and therefore we would have given you a smackdown for that. Zok the next mishnah. We were talking about three things that the Rebbe Gamliel was machmir. Three things he was mekel. Now on that theme, we now say the following: Shlosha devarim Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah matir. Three things Rabbi Elazar ben matir. V'chachamim osim v'chacham seir aser. Paraso yotzei b'ritzua shebein karneha. Number one is he let paraso, his cow, would go out with a ritzua, with a strap between its horns. Rashi says we're talking about here on Shabbos, and what's going on over here? We're saying Linoi, it was done for beauty. And the Rabbanan say that this is a burden, and just like you're not allowed to do, you have to have work on Shabbos, so too you have to have Shvisas Be'emtecha. Your animal can't bring things out, giving carrying things on Shabbos. Yet he said it was for noise. Rabbanan say it's a burden, and therefore it's not called a tachshit, it's not some sort of jewelry, and it's going to be us to do, but he says it's okay because it's for beauty. Number one, Mekard Nenes Abhehim Biyontov, he said you're allowed to be Mekard. Mekard means you're allowed to comb an animal, but with a metal comb that the teeth are very close together, and it would cause a wound to the animal. It would cause it to would make a chabura. But yet he allowed it to do such a thing. V'shoch kines ha-pilpilin b'rechayim shalem, you're allowed to go ahead and be shochek, grind up pepper in a rechayim, in a millstone. Well, in this context, it's like a grinder, like a pepper grinder. This is clearly talking about on yontif. In other words, for ochel nefesh, you're allowed to do tochein. Rabbi Huda says, "Ain mekardenes abehima beyom tov." You're not allowed to go ahead and be mekardem. That's again using this fine tooth comb made out of metal that would cause a chabura. Mepnei she'osa chabura. Aval mekartzivim, but you can't be mekartziv. Rashi says it's made out of wood. You could also comb the thing with wood, and the teeth are very thick, not like the other ones are very thin, and it doesn't make a chabura. The chamam say, "Ain mekarden af ain mekarden." Aflomakatsman, you can't do either one of the two. You can't do a thick, you can't do a thin. None of this stuff can you do. In fact, they go, Lameim, do you mean to say to Rabbi Lozab and Azariah had a par? Havilayda, he said his par used to go out with his kishut on it, with his noi, with his ritzua. You're saying this, you mean to say he only had one? Rav says, I'm a Rabbi Yudam Rav, Tleser Alfe Egle, have a Maaser Rabbi Lozab and Azariah, Me'edre, Kol Shaita Vishaita. Every year he would give 13,000 baby cows in order for Meiser. It's called Meiser Behema. Every year, when you have new animals, you have to give 10% of those, bring them to the Beis HaMikdash. It's a carbon, and they eat it. Even the Baal is the one who gets to eat it. So if you're telling me the 13,000 is 10%, that means he had 130,000 cows that were born every year. So what do you mean to say that he only had one cow? That his cow used to go out. It says, going on, Tana, lo shaloh, it wasn't his. El shoshchento, it was his neighbor's. When we talk shaloh, micha, because he didn't go ahead and protest the fact that they were behaving in such a way, nikras al shmo, they call it on his name. He mattered such a thing, very powerful idea, that if you go ahead and you see something and you don't protest to it, then that means to say that you're the one, Kilu, who actually did it as well. So that's why they called it the par of Rav Elazar ben Azariah. Next part of the mission, he says, Makardin, it's a behemoth beyond. If you're allowed to go ahead and you're allowed to comb it with this very fine toothed comb, which is called chabura, Tana Rabban, an ezu kered vezu keretzuf. What are these two things? Kered kitanim ve'ozim chabura, very, like we said, keretzuf gedolim ve'inosim chabura. Next, vegilim machlokes behen, and there are three that there was a machlokes. It was, as we're going to see now, three were machlokes about this combing thing. Rabbi Yehuda Sabra, Rabbi Yehuda says, Davar Shein Miskavein Aser. He holds that something you do unintentionally is still going to be Aser. No, like we saw this also in Mitzvah Shabbos, Baruch Hashem, Davar Shein Miskavein Aser. So even though, says Rashi, even though Rabbi Yehuda says it's going to do Chabura, and even though you don't have a Kavanah for it, it's still going to be Aser. However, that's only by Kerud, but so you can't be Mekardin. But Bekartzof Lekal Mechach Mishum Chabura, you have to worry about such a thing. He says, "Davar Shein Miskavein, Miu Kered Kitanim Ba'osim Chabura, Kirtzav Gedolim Einosim Chabura, V'lo Gazinu Kirtzav Fato Kered." You don't make it such a gezera to say we don't let you do it with the big teeth because of the small teeth. Rabbanan Tzavri Nabik Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbanan also hold that's in our Mishnah. They hold like Rabbi Yehuda. Let's say Davar Shein Miskavein is aser. V'Gazrinu Kirtzav Fato Kered, and therefore that's why they say both of them are going to be a problem. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Sover like Rabbi Shimon. He holds like Rabbi Shimon. The Amar Davar Shein Miskavein Mutter. It's a Davar Shein Miskavein. Therefore, it's Mutter. Bein Kered Bein Kirtzav Shari. Both of them are going to be Mutter. I took a quick glance at Tosfos over here, and he seems to address the issue that we know the Gemara always brings up when we say like Rav Shimon, and even though, you know, who holds Davar Shein Miskavein is Mutter, but we know we've seen a few times that even though Rav Shimon says Davar Shein Miskavein is Mutter, that's only when it's not a psik reisha, when it's certainly going to happen. But if it would be a psik reisha that if you would make a chabura, even he would say it's aser. So clearly the Gemara is talking about a type of metal comb that even though it has small teeth and it could create a chabura, that it doesn't for sure create a chabura. If it were to sure, even he would say it's aser. Next. Amrav Nachman Amr Shmuel the Amr La Amrav Nachman Chudei Halacha Rabbi Shimon Halacha Gozak Rabbi Shimon Rabbi Elazar Ben Azariah Modelo Halacha Gozak Rabbi Shimon I'm sorry Davar Shein Miskavein is Mutter, you're allowed to be Mekardin because it's Eino Miskavein. Because Rabbi Elazar Ben Azariah he holds like him, so therefore that means be the Halacha is like him. Amr Lei Rav Rabbi Nachman is back for Lei Mamar Halacha Rabbi Huda, say it's like Rabbi Huda Shari Chacham Modem Lo because Chacham hold like him, therefore it's Aser. Amr Lei says back to him, Anok Rabbi Shimon Sfirli, I hold like Rabbi Shimon Vaot Shari Rabbi Elazar Ben Azariah Modem Lo, not only I hold like, but also because we know that Rabbi Elazar Ben Azariah is Modem to him, therefore the Halacha is like him, that you're allowed to be Mekardim Mekardin. Beep, turn the page. Chav Gimel Beis, next Mishnah. Harechaim shall pilpilin. we mentioned the pepper grinder. It's some because of three kelim. Now, let me just give you a little breakdown. We're going to read the Gemara. It's going to be very simple. The Rechaim, their grinder was made of three different components. You had on the top, it's the part that actually ground. And then the middle, there was like a little bit of a sifter that would allow the smaller particles to go through and the big ones to stay up. And then on the bottom was a kli kibo, was a receptacle that the stuff would fall into to be able to catch it. So there actually was three different things that came together. Now, we know that if something is tame and then it breaks, that it loses status of tuma because it's no longer a kli. But if this breaks, then since two of the if only one part breaks, the other two are independently kalim, therefore they are going to be makabel tuma still. We're going to see now it's going to be derabanan tikatuma because we know that a kli eitz can't be makabel tuma unless it's a kli kibel, unless it can receive something. Although that's the case over here, these three different parts are going to still remain tame. The first one, because in the top one, the grinding mechanism itself is actually made of metal, therefore it can be makabel tuma. The middle one, even though it's made out of wood, generally the sifters or sieves are made out of metal, and therefore that's a gezera to those. It's a derabanan tikatuma, so you shouldn't make a mistake with that. And the third one, the bottom one, is a kli kibel, therefore it's going to be makabel tuma. Let's take a look. Harichaim shall people in tamei mishum shlosha kelim mishum kli kibel, because the thing that it catches the bottom, mishum kli matechus, which is the top one, mishum kli kvara, which is the middle one, which is that sifter, that sieve. So this is the Gemara. Tana tachtona mishum kli kibel, the bottom because of kli kibel. Mitzayis mishum kli kvara. When it says tachtona, the bottom because of kli kibel, that's why it's a mekabel tuma. Mitzayis mishum kli kvara, because of kli kvara, which is generally made out of metal, the sifter, and therefore not to make a mistake. Oh, apologies. Rashi explains that she the chachamim gazu toma la kavar mishum arug, because it was arug. The afilo ein machber shel metechas, even the son of metechas. Metama mishum kli kvar, because of kli kvar, generally they were woven together, and therefore that's why. El yon mishum kli metechas, because it has the metal over there in order to be able to grind it up. Therefore, it's going to become tame, can be makabel tuma. Let's talk about wagons. Zaknex Mishnah. Agala shel katan. If you have a wagon of a child that they use in order to go ahead to play with, he would sit and he would lean on it, and then we go ahead and pull him about with it. The wagon with like the wheels on it. Tamei medris, it becomes tumas medris. Rashi explains that we're talking about, let's say a kid is a zav. A zav, we know, is an av hatuma. The general rule is that tuma goes down. However, when you have tumas medris, that means someone who sits on something which is meant to be sat on or to be leaning on, then that type of thing takes on the status of the thing that made it tummy. So an avatuma that touches it makes it into an avatuma as well. Not just touches, but the medrash sits on it, leans on it. So it becomes tumas medrash. Vinitalis with Shabbos. Oh, and Rashi says, and we don't say that, oh, it was done for something else, therefore it's okay. Meaning, if it was for something else, it's not meant to be sat on or lied on, so okay. But if it's meant to be sat or lied, then it's going to become tumas medrash. Vinitalis with Shabbos, you're allowed to go and you're allowed to use it on Shabbos. Rashi says the Torah is Kliyala. The Gemara is going to say that. Venu Negrasela Algabe Kalim. And the only way you're allowed to go and drag it is to put clothing underneath it in order that you don't make some sort of charetz, make a furrow in the ground, and therefore you're going to be digging in your chai because of charesh. So it's got to be put this wagon on the clothing. Rabbi Huda Omer, Rabbi Huda says, Kol ha-kelim in the garden, you're not allowed to go ahead and drag any kelim. Chutz min ha-gala, mipnei shi koveshes, except for ha-gala, because ha-gala is koveshes. What is koveshes? Means it like conquers. It pushes down, it presses down. When you pull a wagon with wheels, even though it makes a little furrow in the ground, like it goes, but it's just deepening it a little bit because of the weight. But it's not actually digging it up in a way that it's going to be over any sort of issue of choresh. And therefore, Rabbi Yehuda says that you're allowed to go and do such a thing. The Gemara is going to see that we have a bit of a problem because we're going to see that the Reisha seems to Rabbi Yehuda and the Seisa seems to Rabbi Yehuda. So he's saying it's okay over here, but he's saying that it's not okay in the first one, seemingly. That we're going to see in the Gemara itself. Okay, anyway, if you didn't get it, that's fine. We'll see in the Gemara right now. All right, so therefore, it's allowed to do such things. The Gemara, Agala shel katan tamei medrus, it could be tamei medrus. The halsamach chileve, because it's used to be leaned on, and therefore it's used to be leaned on. Therefore, it could become tumas medrus. When he tells with Shabbos, you're allowed to go ahead and move it on Shabbos, not muksa. Mishum the ikat toras kli ala, because as the toras kli, it's considered a kli, therefore it's not muksa. Veinu negeres al gabi ala al gabi kelim. The only way you can go ahead and pull it is on top of kelim, so it doesn't make some sort of ditch while pulling it. Al gabi kelim in al gabi karka low. Only on kelim can you do it, not on the ground. My time, why? The the charetz because it makes a furrow when you go out and you pull it. Mani, who's that going like? Rabbi Yehuda must be going. Rabbi Yehuda, he must be going in the world of Rabbi Yehuda. Damar Davishenim Miskaven Aser, because you don't have intent to go and make a ditch over here. Yeah, when you do it, it makes that little furrow, that little indent, and therefore it should be Aser like Rabbi Yehuda says Davishenim Miskaven Aser. Did Rabbi Shimon, because you want to say Rabbi Shimon, Hamar Davishenim Miskaven Mutter, he says Davishenim Miskaven is Mutter. The Tanya, as we learned in the Braisa, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Gor Adamida Kisiv Sosal. A person's allowed to go and allowed to drag a mita, a bed, a chair, or a bench. As long as I have kavana to go ahead and make some sort of grooves over there. Obviously, again, if it's a secret, if it's sure it's going to do, it's going to be a problem. But if it's not, then even though it makes it, it's not an issue because Dov Shannon is kavin. So what do we see? The fact is, it must be that we're going according to Rabbi Yehuda. That is the Resha. But look at the end of the Mishnah. What did it say? Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ain Hakol Negram Shabbos. You can't do anything. Chutz Min HaGolom, Pneishi Koveshes. Because it pushes down. Pneishi Koveshes, Ain Ain, aval charetz lo avda. Mipnei shekoveshes, and that's the reason why it's allowed to do it. It's kovesh, it's pushing down, but it's not making a charetz. So, hold on a second. Is Rabbi Yehuda saying that you are allowed to bring a wagon and you're not allowed to? We seem to say that the Reish is Rabbi Yehuda saying that you're not allowed to do it. Now we're saying the Seifa that you are allowed to do it. How does that work? It's a Gemara, Trei Tanoim, Alib Rabbi Yehuda. It's two Tanoim in the name of Rabbi Yehuda. It says Rashi, Chad Savar HaGolanami Kishar Kelim Da'osa Charetz Begri Rusa. One Tana says, it's like any other kli that when it happens, it makes a charetz, it makes a furrow when you go and you drag it. Shepa amim, sometimes, she ain't open mizgago, the wheel won't turn, v'hu nigra, and it gets dragged, v'chofer, and ends up digging up. V'idach sav, the other one says, lo shchiach chachi. That's not considered normal, that doesn't happen usually. V'ina ela koveshes tachas galgula. And it only gets kovesh or something, and therefore it's not a problem. Hajan Allah Yom Tov. Finishing the second parak of Maseches Beit Shittah. Now, my friends, you know the rules. You know, we said we finished in Hajanach. We're going to go back to it. So let's Hajanach. Daf Tes Vav Omen Bey. He's like the Heilige Mishnah. Yom Tov Shechal Yosef Shabbos Lo Yivashu B'tchilam Yom Tov the Shabbos Lo Yivashu Yom Tov V'im Huta Hoser Hoser. You can't go and cook for Yom Tov the Shabbos, but you're allowed to cook for Yom Tov and you have leftover. Then it gets into all shtickle of Erev Tav Shilin. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.